It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It is the Take Command podcast. I'm Craig Hoffman. He is Logan Paulson, and we're talking about a 34-13 Washington Commanders win, which looked just as good on tape, just as dominant on tape as it did as we watched it. Well, for us in person, Logan, at Northwest Field, and obviously for many of you on TV, or maybe you were one of the 60, 70, whatever thousand it was people at Northwest Field on Sunday. We'll have our preview of Baltimore on Thursday, the biggest game that this franchise has had on the field in a long, long time. So already looking forward to that. But let's look back one more time at this beatdown of the Cleveland Browns. And let's start on the offensive side, Logan, where we say we're going to start on the offense, but really this was a team win. Like Dan Quinn said, you know, my favorite part about the team is the team. And it's a great quote. It's a good sentiment. But this really was a team win. And I mentioned that not just for feel goods and vibes, but you want to talk about an offense that got supported by their defense and playing complementary football and the offense then supporting the defense. Special teams gets involved. We're going to talk about that, you know, later in the show. But how did that affect the offense in terms of what they were able to do, the situations they were in, and how they were able to take advantage of it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought early on, especially on the rewatch, I felt like Cleveland had a really good feel for what was going to be disruptive. And they were like, we're going to play man. We're going to get our safeties near the line of scrimmage. We're going to kind of kill your quarterback run game. You know, it's funny. I was actually starting to preview the Baltimore offense, and I was looking at what they did, what Cincinnati did versus them. It was a very similar plan. And it just makes you less efficient once you take the quarterback out of the rushing game. And so I thought that was a really good plan. And they were basically like, you're going to have to win versus pressure and win from the pocket. And early on, it looked like Jaden was going to have a hard time with that. And it wasn't just Jaden. It was like the entire offense was kind of getting used to Cleveland's ability to rush the passer with four, to bring different looks, the speed of the linebackers, the speed that they were peeling double teams. Like, that is a fun defense to watch. And so obviously, get that explosive play early on where Jaden, you know, talk about a well-designed pressure. You know, they go like basically a full slide left. The offense does full slide left. They wrap a guy around. They bring a guy off the edge. It's a six-man pressure with a zone principle underneath. There's nowhere to go with the football. And Jaden just kind of makes magic, gets out of it, right? Throws the ball down the field. Great job, Terry. And then I think it showed, then he throws the interception once they get down the red zone. And I think it showed kind of his adaptation process to the Cleveland defense. And it took a little bit of time. And so what I will say is the defense allowed him to take his time. Like, I watched the game a little bit differently this week than I've watched in the past. I basically was like, I'm going to watch the offense and I'm going to switch over to the defense and watch the defensive series.
So you watch the game in order versus watching offense only, defense only.
Just to get a feel for what the defense was doing. Right. And it was great. You know, they get that, like, so they get the interception, right? And then they go down and then Frankie Louvick gets the fourth down stop. And then you get the short field and it leads to a B-Rob touchdown. Like, that touchdown doesn't happen because they went three and out in the first two drives, if I'm not mistaken. And then you get that.
The order, there's a little. So they get the interception, and then it's a three and out.
Right.
And then a punt. And so they get field position.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not in my notes. I'm just kind of going off memory. But they get the three and out. Short field, right? Great job.
Right.
And they have to drive, you know, drive down and score. So I do think that there was like this really nice support from the defense and this scaffolding that allowed the offense to be less than perfect, which was a really cool dynamic because the offense, it's been switched the last couple of weeks where the offense has been perfect. They've been carrying the defense, and now it was kind of more of a symbiotic relationship, which was great to see. And so I think that was the thing that I came out of it was that, and that happened constantly. Like, even in the 2 minute drive where they get the stop kind of right at the 2 minute warning, they get the ball back to the offense and Jane drives down to score. Like, every single instance there allowed Jaden more time to kind of overcome what Cleveland was presenting. And I think that situation there in the 2 minute was awesome because we were able to go hurry up. Washington was, the Commanders were, and it allowed us to kind of be in what we want to do. And it simplified what they want to do because they were a little bit more conservative and we were able to take advantage. So I just think it was a beautiful matching of kind of like Jaden struggling a little bit early. Let's settle him in. There were some bad field position things too. We talked before the show started about the backed up look too. And it allowed you to kind of make mistakes. And then when it was time, the offense made big plays and found explosive opportunities down the field, basically.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that stands out is just like if you can make a few key plays, it changes everything. And there's a couple of drives that we could talk about with that where, I mean, that first one that they get moving on where he ultimately throws the pick, but like that drive was dead. Like that, yeah. They were not moving. And then Jaden just escapes, just runs around pressure, launches a ball 56 yards in the air on the run. And all of a sudden you're at the 5 yard line. I think we should probably, when we get to Jaden and talking about him, we should talk about that goal line sequence. Cause I do wonder, you know, kind of what happened down there, what you saw on the, in the red zone, but like ultimately as the game goes on, he just finds more plays and finds more plays. And there's certain things that Kliff is able to do with this offense that I don't know that you can do with 20, let's call it 25 of the quarterbacks that are starting games right now, where it's like you leave guys unblocked. Why? Because Jaden can just run around him. There's one play, actually the drive I think that we want to talk about a little more in depth, that it starts with 6:05 left in the first quarter. And on first down, Jaden, it's like a zone read play action kind of look. And so I don't know. I don't think it's a true RPO.
I would classify it as a keeper. So hard play action away. He turns his back.
Yeah, hard play action, but they leave Za'Darius Smith unblocked.
Yeah, which like, sometimes happens on those play designs for sure.
Right. But you, if you're Kliff, you're much more confident in leaving that guy unblocked and not having a tight end chip or whatever, because Jaden Daniels can outrun Za'Darius Smith. And I think that like when you watch, you contrast it with, say, the Cleveland offense and the number of times they leave guys in or they do extra stuff. And you're like, wait, are there only three guys in this route or four guys in this route? You realize that, or you're reminded the math here. It's every receiver that you leave in, every running back or tight end or whoever else you leave in to chip or just straight up block, that's 20% of your eligible receivers. And so that's a huge amount of options that is removed from the quarterback's possibilities. And especially on something like a boot or a rollout where you're kind of cutting the field in half anyway, like you're probably taking the backside receiver out by design on that anyway. And so the ability to just trust Jaden to get around Za'Darius Smith, and then he fires a ball through a tight window to Terry and you pick up double digit yardage. Like that's one, you know, good design, smart use of personnel. And two, just a dude absolutely making a play, because that throw and the escapability that he has is just sick.
No, yeah, I totally agree. I think that's a really cool play because of the things you're talking about. You know, obviously he outruns Za'Darius Smith and he makes this tremendous play, but it's crazy to watch. And it's, you know, the more football I watch and prepping for each team each week, you see the teams that are special have personnel, specifically a quarterback, that can elevate you on a down to down basis. So there's an example where if that's, you know, what'd you say, 25, one of the other 30 quarterbacks?
It's 20. Oh, yeah. 25 other. Basically, if it's not Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar, maybe Kyler, like these super mobile, can throw off platform crazy guys, which there are more of than there used to be, but there ain't many.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's kind of exactly my point here, is that like he elevates that play and then he gets to the perimeter and there's another guy, number 72, I forget his name, but he's coming and he's on him right now, and then delivers an absolute dot to Terry in between a couple of defenders. Terry makes a nice catch, but that's an example of what I would call like players making the play come to life. And I have such a better appreciation for this now that I'm coaching at the high school level, because there's times you're like, oh man, that's a terrible call. Oh no, what are we going to do? And then the kids make something happen. And I think that's what you're seeing here too. It's like Kliff, and we talked about this versus Arizona a little bit and versus Cincinnati, is Kliff's doing a great job designing the offense, but the guys really do a great job in these moments of making it come to life. And I think that's a great example of that, where this isn't exactly perfect. It's not exactly what we want. But you make this guy miss, you buy a little time, and Jaden could have easily scrambled there for like a no yard gain, because again, 72 is right there on the pressure, but you're patient, you make a throw, you made a play in the offense. And that's the like kind of the first one that's in structure in the game that gets the ball rolling, which is pretty cool. And I think there's a bunch of other, that's a really good drive to talk about, because there's other plays we're like, oh, they're elevating the call right here, which is great. So,
and by the way, Terry makes a hell of a catch on that play. He gets blasted by two dudes. The ball's a little bit behind him, but I mean, it kind of has to be, otherwise he doesn't get through the window. But Terry does a great job of throttling just enough that he can slow down, reach behind him, catch the football, secure it, take a hit, get both feet down, because it's not terribly far from the sidelines. Like, he catches that thing outside the numbers, and you know, all of a sudden you're rolling.